Go ahead and lie on your backs. And take a moment to notice how you're lying on your back today. Today's February 2nd, 2011, and we're going to do lesson number 254, Circle with Hands and Feet Bending the Body. How's that for a title? I'm going to shut this door. Okay, so again, as you're lying there on your backs, take a moment to check in and notice the contact that you're making with the floor today. Notice how your head is resting on the floor, and then your shoulders, your mid-back and your lower back. Notice how your arms are lying along your sides. And then how your legs are lying on the floor. And then take a moment to check in and notice and observe your breath and your breathing. So for those of you that are new, or maybe you haven't been to a class where I've gone over the breathing, there's four parts to your breathing. There's your inhalation, and at the end of your inhalation is a pause. And then you go into your exhalation, and at the end of the exhalation is a pause. So first, just to notice those four parts, and then if you can throughout the lesson, is just to check in with yourself. It's in a way we call it like self-regulating yourself, is noticing, is my breathing still there? Both, am I inhaling, the pause, the exhalation, the pause. Okay, so let's begin by bending your knees, and you're going to bring your knees to the outside so the soles of your feet are together. And we kind of finished up last week with this position. So the soles of your feet together, your knees are out. If this gets fatiguing for you, you can always bring your knees up, bring your feet to standing, and then let them go back out again. Okay? And then you're going to bring your arms above your head to rest on the floor. And you're going to interlace your hands. That's it. So the palms of your hands will actually be facing the top of your head. That's it. Okay? So we'll start with that. And then from here, you're going to begin to do a movement of starting to lift your head as if you were going to look towards, let's say, the front of the room. Just feel, how do you do that? Lift your head and lower it. And can you lift your head without lifting your arms? Good. And now let your head rest. And now you're going to lift your arms. So same kind of movement as if you're going to lift, think of lifting first your arms towards the ceiling. And what's important about this is you're kind of making like a circle with your arms. You want to keep that. So it means your elbows are still bent out to the side. So lifting your arms doesn't mean that you straighten your elbows. That's it. So in a way, can you notice that your elbows are making the same shape as your legs, right? Your knees are out to the side and so are your elbows. That's it, Becky. That's it. Nice. There you go. And again, with this lesson, constantly check in with your breath and your breathing. There you go. Okay, and now let the arms rest above your head. And again, they're about 3-4 inches away from the top of your head. And now with your legs, see if you can lift your legs. So it's the same movement you just did with your arms. So your knees stay out, but you lift your legs. So you lift your feet. There you go. So feel what happens in your belly, with your abdomen. That's it. To lift your feet. That's it. And go back down. Really good. Okay. And let that go. Slowly lengthen your legs, lower your arms, and rest on your back. And now come back to the same position. So the soles of your feet together, hands are interlaced above your head, so everything's the same. And just a couple times, you're going to lift everything. So you're going to feel what that's like right now. So your head, your arms, and your legs, everything lifts and then lowers. So you really, you know, people want to use the term core, you really activate your core. That's it. Good. Okay. Now lower everything, but stay in this configuration. And with your arms above you still interlaced, begin to, and listen first to the directions, begin to think of moving the arms, we're going to say to the right. So you don't change how they're interlaced or anything, but could you think of that your right elbow is going to slide down towards your right side, where your right waistline is. That's it, Rick. And then you come back. That's it, Becky, but no lifting. So you can slide. Yeah, see if you can keep them above you. And just there. So another way of thinking of it, if your right elbow comes to the right, your left elbow comes into the side of your head. So your head stays still in the center, but you're sliding the arms. That's it. And so you're going to feel something happen right under your right armpit, which is those ribs, that the ribs on the right side come together. There you go. That's it, Cindy. And then the ribs on the left side should actually stick out, should protrude out under the armpit. There you go. So just having those little cues. Good. Okay. And slowly bring the arms to pause above you. And now let's do the same thing with your legs. So the same idea, you're going to slide the legs, right? You're going to drag them along the floor over to the right so that the right knee would come up towards your right waist and the left knee would move away from you. Beautiful, Rick. So this takes a lot of lateral, there you go, trunk. That's it, Becky. It's like a really funky kind of movement. It's like, huh? That's it. There you guys go. That's it, Cindy. So again, you feel this shortening on the right side in the lower ribs in the pelvis. That's it, Cindy. Good. And then come back to center. Okay. And now let's try to bring the right elbow and the right leg together. So you're going to do the upper and the lower. That's it. And you want to not really roll. There's a little tad bit of rolling, but you guys are doing really well. It's side bending. Just go to the right. That's it.
So keep your head still.
Yep. Your head stays in the center. Okay. And come back to the center. And now let's do the left side. So let's start with just the left elbow. And we're going to start to slide. That's it, Rick. The left elbow down to the left side, which means the right elbow comes up and grazes your right ear. Cindy, see if you can keep your head in the center. So don't move your... There you go. You don't move your head. You move your shoulder girdle relative to your head. This is real important for you. That's it. And one side might feel a little easier. You'll notice in the ribs. Okay, and pause with that. And now let's do the left legs. So the left knee pulls up along the left side. So that you shorten in the left side of the rib cage. There you go. And when you get tired, you can rest, you can pause. Good. Okay, now can you do the left elbow and the left knee together? So it's like you're shortening on the left side. That's it, Rick. And then come back to the center. So always come back to the starting position. And even if you do the movement just the slightest amount, that's it. Perfect. Okay, and let's rest. Lengthen your legs, bring your arms down. Okay, so bring your soles of your feet together again, please. Interlace your hands above your head. And now we're going to do both sides. Okay, so let's start with the right side. So that means you'll slide the arms to the right as the right knee comes up, as if you were going to touch the right elbow and the right knee. Then you come back to center, and then you go to the left. And your head stays in the center. So this will really show you if one side in this thoracic middle part of your back and spine, it's easier to bend to one side. You feel the difference, Rick? It's much easier going to the right?
Now, they both hurt.
No, you're doing that side good. And now this side, you don't quite have the same bending in those lower ribs. That's it. Okay, and come back and rest. Where we end up side bending a lot is around the use of the cell phone, holding a cell phone up to our ear, and then we end up bending in these ribs to be able to do that. That's one place. Or how we sit at an office desk or around the computer. Weird sound. Okay, so now go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. And once you're on your stomach, you're going to place your right ear on the floor, which means your face will be turned to the left. Your arms are above your head. And if you can, interlace them in what we call the non-habitual way. So that means, so Rick, put your hands together. You'll see when you interlace your hands, go ahead, in, there. There's a way we all just go into that. Now move the fingers over by one. So just, there you go. And it'll feel really kind of funny, foreign. And then make sure your elbows are wide. There you go. And then bring your knees out to the side so the soles of the feet are together, right? The same position, kind of like a frog. That's it. There you go. Make it comfortable. So your feet are probably in the air now. Okay? That's, it's kind of hard to keep them down. Good. And now in this position, you're going to start to drag your left elbow, right, over to the left side. Yeah, and if your feet can rest on the ground, that's great, Rick. If you can rest your feet, but if you need them up, it's fine. Whatever works. So it's the same movement we just did on the back, but now you're on the stomach. So you're going to slide the shoulder girdle. Your head stays in the center. That's it. And what you really want to, and then go back up, what you really want to focus on is the ribs, that these ribs come together there. And if it really is uncomfortable for the legs, straighten the legs. If it's just too much to manage, then let's just let the legs be long. There. And really make sure, too, that you come back. That's it. Squeeze these. Beautiful. That you come back to the starting position. So don't cheat yourself by staying over to the left. That's it. So, except, see if you can involve here a little bit more. Scrunch. Mm. That's better. Now, the other way you were doing it was just the arm.
Too easy.
Well, it's not about easy, but you're just doing the shoulder joint.
Like pushing.
So think of these ribs, yeah. Now come back to the center, and if your legs are up, or if they're not up, I should say, bring them up. And now bring the left knee along your side to come up to the left. So do the same movement we did on the back. So drag the legs to the left. Maybe do this. This looks kind of hard. So straighten the right leg. Everybody straighten the right leg. There you go. And now slide the left knee out, yes, up to the side, and then bring it back. That's it. That's it, Rick. Now, can you do the two movements together? So think of bringing the left elbow and the left knee to touch on your left side. So really feel, it's not really about the elbow and the knee, it's about these ribs, how the ribs come together on your left side beautifully. And see if you can let this, can this come up? Nope. Just more like there. Okay. There. So see, now then you feel this scrunch here. And then there. And then if you can draw your attention to the other side, you'll notice that on the right side, the ribs stay long. That's it. Okay, come back to center. Now, see if you can bend the feet up again. Bring the knees wide, soles of the feet together. And now, just try the smallest movement of moving the whole, what do I want to say, the whole unit of your legs to the left. That's it, Rick, and then go back. I don't care if it's like a fourth of an inch. Just how do you move the whole? So it requires a lot of power in the pelvis to shift it over to the left. That's it, Becky. Okay, let it go. And let's have you roll on your back and rest. Now let's try this. Let's have you keep your right arm down along your side and have your left arm come up alongside your head so the back of your left hand is on the floor comfortably, as comfortable as you can make it. That's it. And so in this position, let's have you lengthen both arms at the same time so you get the same kind of feeling. So you're going to lengthen your right arm down along your body and lengthen the left arm up and feel what happens on the right side of the ribs and keeping your head in the center. So you lengthen and then come back to the starting position. That's it. That's it, Becky. So you lengthen and then make sure you always let the ribs and the arms kind of slide back to how you started. That's it. That's it. That's it, Rick. Okay. And then let that go and rest. Maybe that helped a little bit. Okay, so let's roll over onto your stomach again, and this time you're going to turn your face to the right so that your left ear is on the back of the floor. And your hands are interlaced above your head. Bend your knees out to the side and the soles of the feet are together. And let's just start with now the elbow. So your right elbow, right? You're going to think of pulling the right elbow down along your right side. Your head stays rested in the same position. So you're really moving the shoulder girdle around your head. And you feel how the ribs on the right side come together, squeeze together, and then come apart. And if it's too difficult with the feet, you can straighten them. If it feels like you're holding your breath, let go with the legs. But at a certain point, you should begin to feel how the right side of the pelvis naturally pulls up as soon as you start the movement with the arms. There's a little tug, and you feel it coming up. Good. Good. Now pause with the arms and let's do what we did last time on the other side. Straighten the left leg and let's just practice bringing the right knee sliding up along your right side and feeling how the hip and the pelvis come up, how those lower ribs scrunch together. So you slide the knee up and then you slide it away. That's it. So it's an active movement. Good. And now start to slide the arms together so that you feel like the elbow and the knee come towards one another and away. So you really feel this lateral move in your ribs. That's it. Good. Good. And now come back to the center. And if you can, bend both knees out to the side. Bring the soles of the feet together. And let's just go back to the movement of your arms. So thinking of the right elbow coming down towards the right waistline. See if that's a little easier and clearer. And then maybe you can move the right knee up just a little bit. Again, even if it's a fourth of an inch, but that you feel like you take the whole unit to the right. That's it. Okay. And let that go and go ahead and roll over onto your back and rest. And now let's have your right arm lengthened on the floor above you, and the left arm stays down, right? So the right arm's long above you. There you go. And the left arm's down by your body. And have the back of your right hand on the floor. There you go. So as you lengthen the right arm up, you think of lengthening the left arm down. And it's the same movement in the ribs. That's it, Cindy. Yeah? And maybe let the back of your head also slide over to the left. Okay, so it's almost like if you were making a snow angel a little bit with your head. So let the back of your head slide to the left as the left arm pulls down. Right? That makes sense. So your nose stays pointed towards the ceiling, Becky, but the back of the head slides. There you go. And again, notice what's happening with those ribs on the left side. That's it. Now you're getting it, Cindy. That's it. That's it. So let the back of the head, and I'll let you even exaggerate it, so the back of your head can really slide. So as this goes down, right, this is going to come over. And then you feel more of this. There you go. That's it, Rick. So let the back of your head come over here. Okay. And then let this arm. That's it. And then come back. And then that's the idea. Imagine if you had a fly down by your knee on the outside of your left shin. So all this scrunches together. Yeah. You want to itch it. Okay, let that go and come back. Bring your right arm down and just rest on your back. Notice your breathing. And it may feel today like, I mean, this is a little more challenged lesson because it's really asking of you to move this trunk area laterally, which is a part of us that we tend to not move so much. You know, we tend to do everything with our arms and from the shoulder joints. We've done a lot of stuff with the hips, right? And then the hip joints. And so this particular lesson is kind of putting those things on the back burner, so to speak. And in the foreground is really the emphasis of your middle section, your trunk, the middle part of your back and spine. Okay, so let's roll over onto your stomach again. Let's go back to turning your face to the left so that your right ear is on the floor. Interlace your hands above your head again. If you can, spread your knees wide and bring the soles of the feet together. If you can't and you want the legs long, that's fine. And now in this position, you're going to lift the arms. Not your head, just lift the arms, keep your right ear on the floor. Don't change the configuration back, so keep the elbows out to the side. Just lift the arms away from the floor. There you go, and put them back down. That's it, Rick. Lift the arms and lower. I'm telling you, this is the hardest part in our back, right?
Yes.
It's the area we want to avoid. I know. That's it. Now, can you lift and then take the right or the left elbow, excuse me, down to the left? So you lift the arms and then you take them over to the left, come back to the center and put them down. Lift, go over, come back and put down. Yeah, and I want you to see, each time it gets harder for you, you go back to using the shoulder. That's it. Now can you add in the head? So can you lift your head and your arms and take everything over to the left and then come back? That's it, Becky. Now you know why I brought in the breathing in the beginning, right? Because you get, when you start to lift, the tendency is to hold your breath. So see if you can push your belly into the floor. Let your abdomen really push out. That's beautiful. Beautiful job. And there's no hurry with this. That's it, Cindy. There's no hurry. No need to do any certain number. That's it. Okay. Come back to the center and everybody rest. Arms down, legs down. But let's have you stay with your right ear on the floor to rest. And just feel how you rest on your tummy, on your stomach. Where does your breath go? Where does your breathing go to? Just feel how your breath usually goes into your back, into this area that we're bending and moving. Good. Okay. And let's have you slowly turn your head so that your face is to the right and that your left ear is on the floor. Interlace your hands above your head, and if you can change the interlacing, move the fingers over by one. Okay? And soles of the feet together, knees out if you can. If not, then the legs can be long. And in this position now, let's just start with the lifting of the arms. So just lift the arms and lower them. And then lift. That's it. And again, as you lift, can you think of your belly protruding and pushing forward into the floor? Nice. Okay, now can you lift and take the arms over to the right? So bring the right elbow down to the right and then come back and rest. And again, pay attention for yourself. Are you just doing it in the shoulder or do you feel the movement in the ribs? That middle part of your back. Nice, Rick. Good. Now, can you lift your head with your arms and take everything over to the right and then come back to the center? And really take a long pause if needed. Again, there's no hurry, there's no rush. Beautiful. Okay. Pause. Rest on your stomach again. So the thing that's so important, it's better in here if you only do the movement, let's say two or three times, but you do it with this new kind of sense of awareness and movement than if you do it in your regular way, your habitual way. Because then nothing's learned. Okay, so staying in this position with your head and your arms above you, Knees out to the side, soles of the feet together. So on your stomach now, let's just try to lift your legs. So in with the knees out and the soles of the feet, can you just lift the legs and lower? Lift the knees and lower. So feel what the belly and the pelvis have to do. Now try this. Try pressing the knees into the floor and lifting the pelvis. Excellent, Rick. Excellent, Becky. It's that frog position. So press the knees and lift the pelvis, and then feel the pelvis comes down, and then you lift the knees. So you alternate them. So you, that's it. Now does that make that easier? There you go. So you press the knees and lift the pelvis, and then you press the belly down and let the knees come up. That's it, Rick. Even if you get the knees just to clear so a piece of paper can go underneath. Good. Okay. Let it go and roll over onto your back and rest. See, the movement of the pelvis gets challenging when you take the legs out. So this, again, this lesson is kind of removing the places that we habitually orchestrate the movement to learn something else. And again, as you're resting here for a moment, notice your breathing. Okay, so interlace your hands, bring them again above your head. Elbows will be wide out to the side, the same configuration. Knees out to the side and the soles of your feet together. That's it. And now let's go back to the first movement of lifting just your arms, your hands up towards the ceiling and back down. Now that should feel like a breeze now, right? How easy is that movement? Okay, good, yeah? So now what if you do the arms and the legs together? Let's try that combo. Keep your head on the ground. There you go. Feel what part of your back presses into the ground. That's it. Nice. Good. Now leave the arms this time, and can you lift just your head? That's it. So think of your chin. Leave your legs down too. Sorry, Becky. Just lift your head and really think of looking towards this mirror, the front of the room. So let your chin come forward and feel what part in the upper back has to press. That's it, Rick. Press down, right? Good. Okay, pause with your head and keeping your arms and your head on the floor, let's just lift your legs. That's it. And see if you can really lift them. That's it, Rick. All the way up towards the ceiling, those feet. Feel what you do with your abdomen. Okay, and let it go and rest on your back. Lengthen your legs and your arms. And let's have you roll over onto your stomach again. Interlace your hands and place them above your head. Let's have you turn your face to the left so your right ear's down. And then bring the soles of the feet together. Okay, so your face is to the left, your right ear's down. And maybe just imagine the movement first. Imagine that you're going to lift your head, your arms, and the legs, and you're going to kind of fold on to your left side. So the left elbow and left knee are going to come towards each other and then unfold. So you got to first lift everything. So you're really, all of your weight is right on the front of your belly, your front hip joints, front side of your pelvis, to lift the legs, the arms, the head, and then you bend to the side. You bend over to the left side and then come back. And then you let it all down and pause. Good. Okay, come back to the center and go ahead and let it go. Lengthen your legs, pause, rest. Again, notice your breath and your breathing into your back. Notice that area in between your shoulder blades, if your breath is traveling there now. Because this is the area that's so kind of congested for so many people. And we've been kind of doing a series of working on this area. It's kind of a love-hate up there. We want to work on it, but then it feels so hard that we don't want to work on it. Work isn't probably the right word, but getting freedom back. Okay, so turn your head so that you're on the left ear and your face is to the right now. Bring the soles of your feet together, knees wide. And again, maybe just think through the movement. Have in your mind a mental image of lifting the arms, the head, your knees, and then your right elbow and your right knee coming towards one another, the ribs on your right side folding as the left side opens. So you bring everything over to the right and then back to the center and pause. Your pause can be as long as you want. However long you need the pause before you try the movement again. So again, there's no hurry, there's no rush. That's nice, Rick. Good. And now let's try just a couple times. Pause for a moment, rest. And again, have in your mind the image first. So visualize this next time that you're going to go right and left. And you're actually going to keep your face, turned, let's say right now, just to the right. So you don't turn your head at all. But you can still laterally shift the whole trunk. Okay? So bring your arms above you. Bring the soles of the feet together. Knees out. You're going to lift everything. And then it's like you swivel once to the right and swivel to the left. But again, you keep your face to the right. You don't turn your face. We'll do it a couple times, turn the other way. But you want to feel how you can swivel the whole body. That's it. That's it, Becky. Okay, and let it go and rest. And with resting, go ahead and turn your face now to the left so your right ear is down on the floor. So again, you keep your face now always directed to the left. And you're going to bring the arms above you. You can bring the soles of the feet together. And then you're going to tilt left and right or swivel. You can lift everything up, your head, your arms, your legs, and then you're going to bend to the left and to the right, but your face stays turned to the left. I know, Just try it once or twice, and then that's it. Okay, and let it go and roll back onto your back and rest. I know. I heard a great story yesterday from one of my clients. So he went to college out in California, and he was talking about how he went to college with a lot of really, really high-end athletes, which is what this town is made up of. But just, you know, star football, basketball, track, hurdles, long jump. So they were in this class together about learning how to be able to do different things. And so what they were given is two balls to juggle in the right hand. And most of these high-end athletes gave up because it took time and patience. It was out of their normal realm to figure out, and there was so much mentalness involved, right? Like they had already learned how to run on the football field or tackle, or they could all these physical things really strong. But when it came to focusing and learning on a new mental level, the capacity, it was just so hard for them. And many of them wanted to give up. So when something's challenging and new to us, you know, it's easy to let go, you know, to want to walk away from that instead of really allowing ourselves to find a way to be with it. Does that make sense? Like it took such a different learning in their brain. And it was a part in their brain that they hadn't activated before. And this is the case for all of us, where we use different parts of our brain in different ways. So we have really strong aspects and then other aspects that aren't so strong. So this is kind of like a lesson about like juggling the two balls, right? It's kind of out of your realm, right? This is like, these are kind of foreign movements that, what is she asking us to do today? What does this mean anyways? It's hard. Okay, so in saying that though, the hard always gets easier. So let's interlace your hands, place them above your head. Bring the soles of your feet together. That's it. And now let's have you begin in this position. Let's lift your head and your arms together, as if you might come up to sitting. That's it. Now, how easy is that now? Yeah? Getting easier, lighter? Okay, so leave your head down and let's just do the arms. But feel how there's something that still happens in the mid-back now, right? What happens in between those shoulder blades now? And isn't it lighter? Yeah, okay. Now let's try to lift everything. So I always like to think that everything's going to meet like right over the middle part of you, right? So you're going to lift your head, your arms, and your feet, your legs. And they don't have to touch. It's just a visual that I have that they're going to meet there and then you take them back down. That's it. And look at how close now your elbows and your knees are coming to one another. Probably wouldn't be such a big deal if your elbows touched your knees, would it? That's it. Nice. Notice your breathing. So when you're folding, it's probably best to exhale so that you can really fold. You push all the air out of you. Good. Now, let's just pause. Go ahead and straighten your legs and arms, rest, and we'll just do one more movement. Wasn't that easier? Yeah? Okay, so bring your arms above your head again. Interlace your fingers in the non-habitual way. soles of your feet together, knees out to the side. And let's just lift the legs now and see if you can really swing the legs way over you. That's it, so that you even lift the pelvis. Beautiful, Rick. So there's this moment that your butt gets airborne. Because that's a really important thing. Usually it's really hard for most of us to lift our butt in the air. That's it. That's it. So you can swing them. You can get some momentum. So you swing so that your knees come to your armpits. There you go. That's it. Yeah, go ahead and use some momentum. There's nothing wrong with that. That's it, Rick. Come on, Cindy. You can get that butt up there. I know you can.
That hurts so bad.
Okay. And now let's go back just a couple times to lifting everything again. And that should be really easy again. Yeah. Now for sure that the knees and the elbows touch, right? If they weren't before. Okay. And now maybe go ahead and bring your knees up. Everybody grab your knees with your hands. Okay? So right hand with right knee, that's it, Rick. Left hand, but you don't have to have your hands interlaced. Just there you go. Okay, so and on the outside, Becky, hold your, there you go. So your knee, you don't have to have the soles together now. There you go. And now rock along your back a little bit to the left and to the right. And just see if this, Cindy, this helps a little bit too. We'll just do it for everybody if their back is a little bit. That's it. That's it. Maybe make it a little larger so you really, really roll. That's it. Really roll. And even if you flop over to one side, that's okay. There's no rules. That's it. That's it, Rick. Let the knees pull on the arms and you just kind of roll over to the side. That's it, Cindy. Okay. And let that go and rest on your back. You guys were troopers today. So take a moment now to just notice how you're resting on your back. And really noticing this part of you, this the trunk. You know, that area in between the shoulder blades, down to your waistline and the pelvis, and how that area is feeling. And this, also the direction of movement we did today is the most challenging. It's the one that we do the least. So there's like kind of several components in this lesson that it's kind of challenging. But if you take the direction that is least available and it becomes more available, it makes everything else so much easier. So that will be kind of maybe, let's say, your homework for the week is to notice from this lesson, if bending over and putting on your shoes and bending over and picking up laundry or things like that, skiing, what shows up in your life significantly easier? That may make no sense to you where you'll think, but we didn't do that exact movement in the class. Is that a fair request to ask? Okay. Okay, so maybe roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right and see how that's feeling. And then taking your time, roll to one of your sides to bring yourself to sitting and then eventually standing. See how you feel in standing.